In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, hello, church, and welcome to day 30 of Common Prayers, season 3 going through Lent. So glad that you have joined us as we are three-fourths of the way through our trek, three-fourths of the way to Easter, which is pretty crazy that we're that far in already. But, you know, I was talking to someone, a little while ago now that I think about it, and they were sharing with me about how they're engaging with Common Prayer this season, and they were sharing how they listen to it on their morning walks, and they go for a walk, they're praying along as they're outside enjoying their neighborhood or community, whatever it is. And I can't tell you how much I love hearing those kind of stories, because when I hear those stories, I'm reminded, as we put these episodes together, of you all, of you all that are praying along with us, that there is this contingent of people who are engaging with Common Prayer, and it is people just like me and you that are finding time to just create a little space to encounter God, encounter the Holy Spirit, and such an honor to be a part of that, and that you all would be joining us in that. So thank you for doing that, and we love hearing stories about the way that you are using Common Prayer, better yet, the way the Holy Spirit is using Common Prayer as a way for us to be together, although separate. So thank you for participating in this. Well, as we get ready for today's episode, I want to just give you the word for today, and then I wanted to spend just our minute in the silence. And I want you to, when I mention this word, allow it to bring up whatever emotions come to mind and just sit with those for the next minute with the Holy Spirit. And we're going to dig into a little bit of why maybe those particular emotions came to light for us. But the word for today is the word money. So let's take a minute in the presence of God, meditating on that word money and what came to mind. So let's do that now. Our scripture reading for today comes from Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you'll be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Well, I would imagine that when I mentioned the word of the day, money, that a few reactions came to mind, maybe stress, maybe anxiety, maybe concern, right? As to why in the world are we talking about this in a moment of prayer? You know, whatever reaction it is, money is certainly a touchy subject for all of us. It's interesting though, because it plays such a massive part in our personal and social lives. And because of that, we can find it difficult to really talk openly about how our faith interacts with our economics. The way our understanding of following Jesus and our money are at play. But even amongst those sorts of reactions, it is nonetheless an incredibly important subject. And this text really, you know, once again, we find ourselves right in the middle of the Sermon on the Mount. And the Sermon on the Mount is Jesus' kind of magnum opus. It is his most famous teaching. And in Matthew's gospel, it immediately follows in chapter 4, verse 17, Jesus announcing the kingdom of God. So he announces the availability of the kingdom of God, and then he launches into this three-chapter sermon, which is about how we live into the kingdom of God here and now. And so it's no wonder then that such an important topic like money would find its way into this sermon, this manifesto of life in the kingdom of God. You know, I think again, for many of us, we feel these visceral reactions to a topic like this because we find ourselves stuck in a sort of secret, kind of hidden financial obsession. You know, it leads us to think of our money and our relationship to our money as divorced from the conversation of faith. But ultimately, this separation is failing to recognize the totalizing nature of Jesus' claim as Lord. You see, when Jesus announces the availability of the kingdom of God here, when he announces that he is in fact Lord now over everything, every part of our being is thus challenged. It's challenged to be handed over to Jesus as Lord. And this is not in the way of guilt. Okay, make sure you hear me on this. It's in the way that the kingdom of God and living into that reality, which means following Jesus as Lord, is the way, as Jesus would say in John 10:10, to life and life to the fullest. Now, it's easy for us to tweak that understanding of life and life to the fullest because we can often make that clouded with images of the good life that the world offers. You know, the life of the kingdom of God often is things like the first will be last, the last will be first, take up your cross and die to yourself. And it's a complete reversal of what maybe the world considers the good life. But nonetheless, Jesus lays this offer of the kingdom of God on the table as the good life. And so for many of us, again, we find ourselves kind of stuck in this situation. We find ourselves leery of talking or engaging Jesus in our relationship with our money. But if in fact Jesus is Lord, if in fact he is Lord over everything, and as we learn to live into the reality of Jesus as Lord, we are learning to hand every aspect of light over to him. And this tension between Jesus as Lord and our own claim to lordship over our lives is the cause of so much tension around talking about money. And this is why Jesus, I think, talks so much about it. Because in contrast, he is recognizing the complexity and the complex hold that money has over our sense of trust, over our sense of self, over our sense of worth. And Jesus, quite bluntly in our text today, says, no one can serve two masters. And money and the worries therein have a propensity to become a master in our lives. We can become enslaved to the almighty dollar. And Jesus says, no one can serve two masters. Either you hate the one and love the other, you'll be devoted to the one and despise the other, but you cannot serve God and money. It becomes too easy to center and elevate money and possessions as the focal point of our existence, particularly in an area as affluent as the Bay, where housing costs are through the roof, where toys and extravagance is right at our fingertips. Jesus challenges us to dethrone money as a rival god. He challenges its almost inevitable rise to the center of our life. He demands our allegiance above all and our sacrifice of those things above all. And Jesus will continue to challenge this over and over. And it is because of this consuming nature of money that Jesus is trying to free us from it by dethroning it. You know, it was Martin Luther who once said that there are three conversions necessary: the conversion of the heart, the conversion of the mind, and the conversion of the purse. And I would argue that of those three, the last one may prove to be the most difficult. But there's freedom in laying our relationship to money down at the feet of Jesus. So our practice today is a simple one. It's a simple act where maybe we can just explore our emotions around money. But it's that today, to express your intentions to dethrone money as that rival god in your life, that you just bless someone today with an anonymous monetary gift. Maybe it's buying the next person in line coffee, maybe sending someone a treat through DoorDash, or this morning you just pull out a little extra money from the ATM with the intent to give it away as you go about your day and feel led. But the idea is just a simple act of generosity as a way of expressing intention to say that my money is not my own. It has been a gift to me that I am to give to others. So let's spend a moment just sitting in that. I want us to sit just another moment longer into our reaction to this. So as you quiet your heart and your mind before God, I want you just to hold before the Holy Spirit whatever reaction you had to the word money. And just hold it before the Holy Spirit and just ask why. What could the Holy Spirit be trying to communicate to you through that reaction? Be it anxiety, stress, fear, joy, gratitude, graciousness. And I just want you to ask the Holy Spirit, say, Holy Spirit, where is my heart at in that? Where is my relationship to my money? And be open and ready to hear what the Holy Spirit may be saying. For Jesus said, no one can serve two masters. Either you'll hate the one and love the other, or you'll be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. That's our prayer. Amen, church. We'll see you tomorrow.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.